Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Here's hoping Marcus Page has the last laugh. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It is a long drop indeed from preseason ACC Player of the Year to not even making an All-ACC team. But that is the strange fall of Marcus Page from one of the best shooters in the country to not even among the best shooters in your own league or on your own team. Yes, Page missed the first six games with a fracture on his non-shooting hand, but no, he did not appear to be hampered when he returned, hitting 4 of 5 three-pointers against Maryland and then shooting better than 41% from deep over his first 11 games back. Then Page went one of his next 22 long balls, and the lithe lefty hasn't been the same since. Through his 25th game at Duke Saturday night, Page is making 32% from the arc, which is considerably below his 38% career mark coming into the season. And he's made under 30% over his last 14 games. He is averaging 38% overall in shooting, better than his freshman year, but below the 41% career average heading into his senior season. Theories abound about Page. He is turning his wrist as he lets fly, explaining why so many of his shots miss left or right, rather than flicking the ball off the end of his fingers as he did so fluidly in the past. He is cradling the ball differently with his right hand and cocking it rather than just pushing it away. He spent New Year's Eve shooting with Jack Emanuel, and they swapped shots for 2016. All those rumors are dispelled by just watching Page in practice, where he apparently never misses. He stands well outside the three-point line and swishes shot after shot in majestic fashion. Visitors to practice and his teammates swear nothing's wrong with Page's shot. They haven't been falling in games, and one miss begets another. Eventually, that can get into your head, even the brainy Marcus. Shooting slumps come and go. Hubert Davis, one of the best marksmen who ever played basketball, tells of the drought he had with the New York Knicks when he couldn't barely hit the rim for months. Then suddenly it was gone. Heavy swish begot another swish. If and when that happens, and Page regains his old deadly form, the Tar Heels will be tough to beat indeed in postseason. This is Archansky. See ya.